This is Twit.
But this this memo says, well, this is just another form of discrimination. All this diversity. All this attempt to, let me see if I can find the text of it.
It's pretty long.
Yeah, I don't want to read it.
I can summarize.
Can you, Amy? Go ahead.
So there are different sections of it, but the gist, the sort of gist of it is women don't make good coders, according to the person who wrote this, because...
they're genetically just not suited.
Right. Genetically and socially not suited. Now,
they have other skills, he's saying.
Right. But women are extroverts. Men are introverts. Right. So there's like a whole litany of
women
of
like people,
why.
Men like machines or things. This is like Larry Summers, the then president of Harvard, saying, well, women aren't good mathematicians. It's just genetically the case.
So, Lovelace.
Yeah. Here's what I would say. My viewpoint on this is possibly a little controversial. I don't think so. But you know, I would say that we are not all the same. That, you know, women and men are not the same. But I would also say that within women, there's quite a bit of diversity, just like there's quite a bit of diversity within men. The three of you sitting at that table are not, you know, archetypes or carbon copies, right, of each other. At least I don't think so. And by this guy's definition, you know, I would read like a 16-year-old teenage boy if we agree with what he, you know, how he delineates the genders in the memo. So there's a couple of things going on. One, he's making broad generalizations about women and about men, which any sociologist would tell you don't track. So his generalizations, all, you know, and anybody who's a coder has taken math,
right,
which means that he should have known better than to generalize to begin with.
He says, so science will back me up. The sociology proves that.
It doesn't.
But it doesn't. So that's point one. He's just wrong.
Point two, this had to have been a pretty low-level engineer, because the way that he's describing some of the work would tell me that he hasn't yet worked on any more advanced projects at Google. He's probably like an entry-level 23-year-old kid. Nothing, you know, not that there's anything wrong with 23-year-old kids, but what it does tell me is that, you know, his work has been binary. So he hasn't had to solve any real problems.
Right.
And anybody who's ever had to think about the future or about the past or solve any real problems understands that biodiversity is a good thing.
Yes.
You know, and that teams are requisite. So to me, you know, this was probably written by somebody in reaction to either a bad performance review or a bad day at work or, you know, feeling left out of the club, or maybe he got rejected by a fellow coder, developer who happened to be a woman. You know, it could have been any of those things, but there's so much inexperience throughout the entire memo to me that, you know, it sounds like some petulant 20-year-old who's you know, who doesn't have a lot of experience and doesn't know what he's talking about anyway. So I wasn't super angry or upset by the memo. Right. Now, what's been interesting is the reaction to that memo, which to me almost feels a little inauthentic. It feels as though in the year 20, what was the year that movie PCU came out? Do you guys remember that movie? It was like
mid-90s.
Early Jeremy Piven.
It was quite some time ago. It was like 94, 95.
I feel like we've circled, you know, all of history cycle,
you're right.
Yeah, I feel like we've hit that cycle again where our responses are expected. And I feel like some of the responses that I've seen to this memo have almost been formulaic.
What about Google's response, though? That's the one that really matters. And some people have been critical about the Google management's response to this, which was, we want to make a safe place at Google for all beliefs, including these beliefs.
Which is why... What
was
made
that
me
an official...
What,
was that a press release that they...
Yeah, that was their official response to it.
Right. They just hired a diversity head.
Yeah, she's literally been in the job 2 weeks, and then this blows up.